Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Anand Rathi Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Gupta from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Selvin. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Anand Rathi Limited's earnings call to discuss the Q4 and FY23 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Amit Sarin, Managing Director, and Mr. Pankaj Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I now request Mr. Amit Sarin to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajat. Namaskar to everyone, and thank you for taking out the time to join us for this call. We really appreciate that. As this is the first time we are doing a call like this, so most of you would be knowing about the company, but maybe some of you don't. So we just give you a brief background and then take you on forward to the what we've done in this quarter, and then we'll open the floor for questions. So just a brief background. Our family has been in this business since 1902. The construction business was started by our great-grandfather. We are three brothers involved in this business, and we are now the fourth generation doing the same business. This construction business now was started by our founder chairman, Shri Ashok Sarin, in 1969. For the first 20 years, we were a pure construction company, and we were mainly doing construction for Government of India, Delhi Development Authorities, and other government bodies. Simultaneously, while we were doing this, we were making our own land bank, investing money into land and holding on to it. By 1990, we had enough land bank of our own, and we stopped doing outside construction and started focusing on in-house development of commercial assets. And that's how the group was going forward. The first game changer came into the group in 2000, when banks recognized real estate as an industry. And companies like us started availing of loans from banks. Prime bank for Anand Rathi Limited has always, Anand Rathi Group, has always been State Bank of India. So we started availing of loans from them at that time. The second game changer came in 2003, when the government abolished land ceiling. And this allowed companies like us to consolidate. Prior to that, our companies our assets used to be all scattered in various companies because of land ceiling laws. But once the land ceiling laws in certain areas were abolished and in certain areas were simplified, this allowed people like us to consolidate. When we started the consolidation process, our founder chairman decided that all the consolidation of the group should be done in the listed company. Amongst about almost 100 companies which the group had, or all associate companies, we only had one listed company, which fortunately is the company now, Anand Rathi Limited. Prior to that, it had different names, but now this is the name. So all the consolidation was done in this company. At that time, the Honorable NCLT was not made, so the demergers had to go through the process through the Honorable High Court of Delhi. And this used to take some time. So we did three mergers, starting from 2005 to 2010. And in these three mergers, whatever assets the family had were all merged into Anand Rathi Limited. And going forward in 2010, it became one company. So this is as far as the structure goes. The focus, while the mergers were also going on, the focus of the company had always been commercial assets. We were specialists of making, we still are, we were kept specialists of making commercial buildings and leasing them out along with all facilities. And this we were very aggressively doing. And during this period, we today have made almost 5 million square feet, which is ready. So, and leasing was going on. But 2010-11, the company realized that the leasing is now slowing down, and this is a good time for the company to come back into residential, like the company used to do previously. So the company zeroed in on basically two areas where the company wanted to develop residential. The first area was in Gurgaon and the second one was in Neem Rana. The Neem Rana was a low-cost housing project which has already been completed and handed over. And this low-cost project has become a very good cash earner for the company. And the company is now trying to repeat this formula in other parts of the country also, whereas we go and apply land from the government and then we do low-cost housing in that. So that's one segment. We'll elaborate that later as we go on. But the main focus of the company was in Gurgaon, where company developed a full-fledged township. And now as we speak, the company today has about 200 acres of this land bank in this sector, whereas we have another 50 acres which we have tied up, which is now eventually going to be in the company as well. So out of the 200 acres which we already have, we've already developed and sold 60 acres. And in this 60 acres, this consists of roads, villas, plots, and fully furnished villas. This we have already delivered. And out of this, with 43 acres, we have done a joint venture with Birla, where the project is called Birla Navya. This is a joint venture between Anand Taj Limited and Birla Estates, which is owned by Century Textiles. So the first two phases of this project have been successfully launched and the third phase is being launched now. So the project, this one is also doing well. The balance area, which is about 97 acres which is left, is now fully being developed by us, and this consists of a prime project which we launched last year on the birthday of our founder chairman, Mr. Ashok Sareen. This is Ashok Estates, which we've already launched, and half of this asset has already been sold. So that's how we are taking things forward. Once the demerger, prior 2015, the company started with a demerger process, which was completed and all orders obtained from the Honorable NCLT in August 2020. Once the demerger was done, then the company came back into its focus of, you know, developing further land bank, obtaining further licenses. And in the last 2 years, the company has obtained licenses of almost 40 acres, which is amongst the highest in our sector, and launched new projects. Ashok Estates is one of them. The third phase of Anand Taj Estate is the other one. And that's how we've been launching projects after projects in this ongoing thing. So if you talk about the financial year which we closed on 31st March, the company for the first time crossed a turnover of 1,004 crores. Which is for the first time. The profit also looked very encouraging. From 54 crores, we had a jump to 151 crores. So going forward, our prime focus and the main cash earner is the sector 63A, which is Gurgaon, and the sector which we focus on. And this 97 acres is today eligible for almost about 4.5 million square feet of area, which we plan to develop in the next 5 years and completely monetize. And major part of this monetization will happen in the coming 2 years. So that's how we are taking things forward vis-a-vis this. Other than this, the company's next focus for the past 2 years has been data centers. The company has three assets in which the company has already started its first data center. The first asset which we have is in Manesar, which is eligible for 50 megawatts. The second one is in Rai, which is eligible for 200 megawatts. And the third one is in Panchkula, which is eligible for 50 megawatts another. So together, it's about 300 megawatts we are eligible for. We already have the land and the buildings ready for it. The first phase is 3 megawatts, which the company has already started. And in Manesar, we plan to completely do about 50, and which we plan to do in the coming 2 years. That's vis-a-vis the data centers. Data centers is a brand new business in the country, which is, you know, just come up because the government of India primarily thinks that the Indian data should not be allowed to store outside the country, which is, you know, the case in fact, all big countries follow the rule. They don't allow their data to be kept in other countries, and our country is also thinking on the same lines. So this gave birth to data centers, and at Anand Taj, we were sitting on ready land, ready buildings, which have already been certified by various bodies that they are eligible for data centers. So that this gives us a huge edge. You know, the building is ready, the permissions are already there, and now 3 is up and running and the balance is being executed. So that's how we are taking things forward. So now I'll open the floor to everyone if they have any questions.
Salim, please proceed for the questions. Yeah.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use the handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amanjeet Singh from Excalibur Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
I'm audible?
Yes, Amanjeet, you are audible. Tell us, please.
Hello, Amitji. Hello, Pankitji. Sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. You know, it's really heartening to see your debt reduction journey and the path you are on. Really happy to see on the refinance bit also from Apollo. And really good initiative on restarting the, you know, investor calls. And I hope this will continue.
This will continue. This will be a regular feature.
Yes. So, sir, I have a few questions given it's our first call, sir. I'll just start. Sir, we've been reading across in the past year that the NCR region, the property price increases has been relatively disproportionate compared to the rest of the country. So what has been the key factor, according to you, driving up the prices? And do you think that the demand will be there, you know? And what is your view on the space in NCR?
Oh, you're very right. See, rest of the country is also doing well, but the NCR region particular is doing especially well. And in the NCR also, Gurgaon is doing extraordinarily well. The main reason for that, I guess, is because their infrastructure in Gurgaon has really, really improved. I don't know if you, which part of the world you are in right now, but if you see the NCR and you see especially Gurgaon, Gurgaon is one area where government has really focused in the past few years on the infrastructure, and this is helping people like us, number one. And especially after COVID, you know, we see a lot of end user demand coming in. Today, almost 70% of our sales are being done to end users, which we feel is a good strength for us going forward, because end user demand is a very sustainable demand, and it, one can rely on it and have future plans of growth according to it, accordingly. So we feel that Gurgaon is there to stay for the time being. And of course, Gurgaon, you know, had gone through a big recession for almost 7 to 9 years. And this only started changing in 21. And it has changed for the good. If you really, you know, if you put a number to what, how things have changed, prices have gone up by almost 60%. And this is something which we are experiencing on ground. And we feel that this is sustainable because it is backed by end user demand.
Got it, sir. Sir, with regard to Ashok Estates, right? Sir, I believe the revenue potential you mentioned is about 1,000 crore and half is booked. So when you say half is booked, sir, what about the cash flow? So that's 500 crore you have already received or you should be receiving soon?
We've sold half of it and we've received almost 250 for it. And the balance are also going to come in very fast, because in Ashok Estates we are primarily selling plots. And while selling plots, there's not much gestation period because the licenses, all the roads, infrastructure has already been laid. So we expect the balance to also come in very fast. We've achieved half sale and we've collected half the money for half the sale.
Sir, and what kind of demand are you seeing? So do you think that you can, you know, at least sell the 1,000 crore by the end of the financial year?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We see good demand. In fact, we are holding on to the demand because the prices actually are going up. In the past 4 months also, we've seen an increase in the prices. So that's the reason why we've slowed down the sale and, you know, watching as to how things go. We've seen almost a 20% increase since we launched, and the launch is not very far long ago back. You know, the launch was on 21st of July 2022.
Right. Sir, these are primarily plots, right? So the capex involved should not be very high, right, for this 1,000 crores?
No, sir, not at all. The capex involved in this kind of a thing is per acre you spend about one crore. That's it.
And this is 20 acres, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, on the group housing, right, so could you just provide some color on what type of, project that you are envisaging? Will you be developing it yourself or some partner, you know, or it's going to be mixed use? So what kind of project and what are the timeline that you are expecting?
See, in this sector, we already have one partner, like we just told you, Birla Estates. But this group housing project, the company is going to do on its own. We are already tied up with one of the best architects at an international firm, and we are going to be doing it ourselves. The launch date is going to be in the next 6 months. Don't want to put a number to it right away, but definitely in the next 6 months we'll be launching it, and we are going to be doing it ourselves.
Understood. Sir, on the refinancing bit, right, so I believe that there was an enabling resolution for 500 crore. Then there was a notification in the exchange that the 250 crore would be the first tranche, and Apollo was 200 crore. So who was the balance 50 crore in the first tranche, sir?
No, it was just 200. We got a sanction from Apollo for 550. We've utilized only 200 right now, and this 200 also we have reduced the existing debt. So the debt actually has not gone up. This is something which we were very concerned of, that we will not let the debt go up. But, you know, at the same time, we also wanted to start a relationship with Apollo. And as you know, this is Apollo US. And, you know, one is discussing various options. So this relationship has started. The balance sanction is there, but the company is not availed of it as of now. And we don't even need the money right now.
Okay. The sanction is available to you for use, like for drawdown. Or are there any other condition precedent that you need to meet before you can draw that down?
We are adding land to the sector 63A. We are executing data centers, but as of now we are good with our internal accruals. But this is a backup plan if we need money.
Got it. So, and what is the kind of the pricing differential between the debt that you refinance? Because the NSDL site mentions that these bonds are, say, somewhere around 14%, but your old bonds are, you know, 20%. I'm not sure of these, if this is the right number. So is there like this kind of saving, or could you just get some color on that?
This is almost, you're almost right. The old one was at about 20, this is 14. So this is further bringing down the cost of debt to the company.
So what is the current weighted average, you know, cost of debt that you have on your books?
Around 13.7. About 13.70.
Okay, so this refinance is kind of in line with that as well, right?
Definitely, yes.
Right. Any moratorium that you got on these bonds, or you have to start the prepayment? You have to start the repayment immediately.
Okay. We've got a 15-month moratorium.
Okay, so in that period, you have no interest payments, or just no principal payments?
No, we pay the interest, but the principal starts after 15 months, and this is primarily being done. See, we have good cash flows. But at the same time, right, we want to go on investing in data centers and unlocking the value to whatever extent we can. So we are now using this 15 cash flows for data centers.
Okay. So the Apollo drawdown, if you use it, I mean, you'll be using it for data center going ahead?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
So the Apollo facility that you have, you'll be drawing that down for the data center business?
We may not, because the kind of cash flows we are today sitting on, we may not have to, but that is a backup.
Understood. So just coming to my final bit on data centers, so you're almost ready, you said, with 3 megawatts, right? So how do you plan to fund the balance 3 megawatts, and how confident are you that that can come up by September?
Definitely, we are all set. This 3 we have done on our own, and we know exactly what comes in from where. The orders for the balance 3 have already been placed. The strengthening of the building is already complete. So this 3 is definitely on track for September. And once this 3 is on track, the income from data centers is going to kick in from this month itself. So we have the option of discounting this at much lower rates of interest and moving on further. Plus, the encashing of the Gurgaon project is already happening. So we have two sources of liquidity. And between these two, we feel that we'll be able to fund this on our own.
Got it. So you're saying that 6 megawatt you said by September, and you gave a 50 megawatt target for 2 years. So what about the, if I say the 21 megawatts, right, which is kind of the first approval that you've got in place. By when do you expect 21 megawatts to kick in fully?
1 year, sir. 1 year.
1 year. Okay, great, sir. I'll get back in the line. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you, Aman.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Hitendra Gupta from Systematix. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Amit and Pankaj.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, continuing with the previous analyst, I just wanted to understand the timelines for the data center capacity. We already are sitting on 3 megawatt and by September we would be 6. So, can you please help me with the first? Yeah.
So 1 year will be 21. The income is taking in from 21. See, the whole idea is to do this without taking on debt. As you be going down in the company, clear that we do not want to do this by taking debt. So, able to get the cash flows further. So 1 year we'll do 21. Very robust demand for this 21. The income will start to come in from this 21, and then we start unlocking the rest.
Okay. And can you please help me with the kind of clientele we have, or have we have any tie-up with the tenants? What's the scenario in terms of tying up with the clients?
We have two tie-ups. While on the call we explained that, the Indian government is making a law that Indian data should not be going outside India. I'm sure you must have also read about it.
Yeah.
So this has given a huge demand to data centers within India. We also have two tie-ups, one with Railtel and one with TCIL. Both are Government of India undertakings to help us get clients. So clientage as of now, data centers is not an issue at all. It is just that how much capacity one is able to create.
Okay. And what kind of rentals we can expect from you? Like a per month basis? Is it per square foot basis? How it goes?
The rental here goes per megawatt. And it is anything between 85 to 90 lakhs per month per megawatt.
Okay, per month, per megawatt. Okay.
And what...
Yeah. Sorry. You go ahead. Yeah.
So the expense which you incur is about 25% of that.
Okay.
And the balance is free cash.
So balance is? I didn't get you.
Free cash flow.
Okay. So this 25% would be on a monthly basis outflow for us. And... you are doing it in your existing commercial assets. So what kind of a capex is required to upgrade it to make it like a data center compliant?
This is the best edge which we have, sir. Today, to convert 1 megawatt in our building, we need an investment of about 25 crores per megawatt.
Okay.
And because the land and building for the company is already invested.
Yeah.
We are saving time because the land and building is already there. We are saving money for things, and we are able to do it much faster. So this is the biggest thing which we have, and that's how we are taking it forward.
Okay. And with regard to your real estate business, I just wanted to understand your township, Anantraj Estate. Can you just give me some breakup in terms of expected inflows from the group housing and the other businesses like Deen Dayal Awas Yojana and Birla Navya?
Birla Navya, we were doing the introduction thing. Birla Navya has already successfully launched 2 phases and done, and the third one is now getting launched. With Ashok Estates, we have sold 50% of our inventory, and since launch to now, we have seen a price increase of almost 20%. And Anantraj Estates is also experiencing the same price increase. And in Anantraj Estates, we have also launched a new project in which we are doing fully furnished villas. And we see a very decent demand in all the 3 segments. Ashok Estates, we only sell plots. Anantraj Estates is selling floors. And in Anantraj Estates, we are doing villas and floors both. And we are doing fully furnished villas and floors both. So we are seeing a good segment of demand. And, like we said, 70% of today demand is end-user demand.
Okay.
These also are helping us sell faster.
Okay. So can you just quantify a few of the numbers for the next 2 years from overall real estate business? Would it be here?
We can't talk about future numbers like this. But today at Anantraj Estate, we are sitting on an inventory of close to 6,700 crores. And this is something which we want to monetize very fast. And we have almost all the permissions required for it.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll join the...
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants to ask questions, please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Avinash Gorakshekar from Profit Mart. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Amit ji, first of all, congratulations for a very good set of numbers. In fact, you know, ever since we visited, you know, Delhi, when we met you personally, I think numbers have got better and better every quarter. So, you know, this is very interesting and very, very positive, you know, from the, you know, from the investor community. And I wish you all the best for the coming year also. Just had one question on the real estate side. I mean, if you could give us some color on, you know, what is the kind of price trends which are prevailing currently in the NCR market? You know, we don't get this data point easily. But if you could share some broad idea as to how do you see the demand, how do you see inventories moving up, and overall, you know, on ground, you know, what is the kind of sense you get? Will real estate continue to generate steady cash flow even in FY24, considering the kind of strong performance we have done in FY23?
Avinash, definitely. Sir, like we just discussed, you know, the rest of India is doing well, of course, but the NCR is especially doing well. And within the NCR also, Gurgaon is doing exceptionally well because of the infrastructure and all other things happening good in Gurgaon. And a lot of end-user demand coming into Gurgaon itself. As you know, Gurgaon is right next to the airport, all the, right next to Delhi. In fact, Gurgaon today is not dependent on Delhi as such. Gurgaon in itself is a full-fledged city, sir. And with 70% end-user demand, these prices are here to stay. And we've seen almost a 60% increase, sir. If you see in the last 4 years, we've seen a 60% increase in the prices, which have gone up. Today, you know, we are selling a floor from almost 16 to 18,000 rupees a square feet, which is phenomenal, sir. When we started with Birla's, we were aiming, our first launch was about 10,500. So these prices are here to stay, sir. And there is enough supply also coming in. In spite of that, the demand is there and it's sustainable. You know, like, you know, when we were doing the introduction call, one thing which we missed out, sir, there have been three landmarks for companies like us. One in 2000 when banking recognized us, then in 2003 when real estate was, when land sharing was abolished. And the third one was when RERA came in 2016. So RERA has, you know, removed a lot of unhealthy competition from the market and it is helping people like us.
Amitji, just one more question on the data center side. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I remember you having told us that, you know, the investment per megawatt for data center is roughly about 1 crore. So, is it right?
No, sir. Per megawatt, no, sir. 25 crore, sir.
Okay, 25 crores. So basically, Amitji, I just wanted to understand that this 21 megawatt, what we are planning, you know, in the next 12 months, have we already done our cash flow planning for the investment? Because this will be a significant investment, you know, in data centers, which obviously will give you very good margin. So, will you be looking at, you know, some sort of funding either by equity or debt, or, you know, you think the cash flows, you know, from the real estate business would be enough to fund this?
See, Avinash, 21 we are completely sorted. 21 roughly is an investment of about 400, ठीक है, 400, 450, out of which we have already invested 140, sir. ठीक है?
Okay.
And
okay.
This is, of course, right now it is higher because the centering and all has been done for the complete towers. So
okay.
That's why it is a little higher, but the average for this 21 will be within 25 crores per megawatt. So
okay.
And this income will start to kick in. So we have basically two options, sir. The first option is we have enough money coming in from Ashok Estates and Anant Raj Estates, and that is getting diverted here and we are executing this. In fact, that is how we've reached so far as of now.
But okay.
The income from the data center will also start coming in. We can always discount this.
Okay.
So 21, we are completely sorted. But yes, but when we go beyond 21, sir, these are options which we want to aggressively look at. And let's see, you know, tomorrow how we go about it, whether we, because this is as of now owned by 100% owned subsidiary, which is called Anant Raj Clouds. So let's see tomorrow if we are able to get a partner into Anant Raj Clouds and unlock the complete value. It's going to be a great, great thing for the company, sir.
Just one more thing which I wanted to, you know, just tell you guys. I mean, obviously, you must have also heard. Kotak has come out with a data center fund. You know, they are looking at, you know, possibly investment, you know, from their perspective. So, you know, would you be open for this kind of investment also, provided you get the right valuation, Amitji?
Definitely, sir. We'll, you know, we'll go and we'll have a look at it. Thanks for telling us. Although maybe our team is already working on it, but thanks. We'll speed it up. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think Amitji, thank you for the information and all the best to you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, sir. reminder to all participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. My question is, apart from Ashok Estate, what are the future projects that we may look to launch going ahead over the next 1 to 2 years?
Sir, Ashok Estate is one. Then we are, like we just discussed, in the next 6 months, we will see one more big launch coming in by way of group housing. The name is yet to be finalized, so that will be, we'll start marketing on that very soon. That is about 1 million square feet. This is already approved, all permissions obtained, and we are all set to, we are in fact on the drawing board right now. We'll be finalizing these drawings very soon and going forward with it. This is going to be a multi-story housing, 1 million square feet to sell. Other than this, we have another 1 million in the pipeline, which is the license is already, the permissions are already getting processed for that. And other than that, we are sitting on almost 97 acres in Anantraj Estates, which is going to be launched in phases. So there we have the option and the flexibility of doing plots, doing floors, doing villas and doing fully furnished houses.
The earlier two projects, both of them will be in Gurgaon, 1 million square feet each?
As of yes, both are in Gurgaon. So in fact, they are in the same sector. And that sector is pretty doing pretty well right now. It's called Sector 63A in Gurgaon.
Okay. Great. Thanks and all the best for future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Reminder to all participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Harsh Pathak from B&K Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted one clarification with respect to your partnership project with Birla Estates. You mentioned the third phase is going to be launched now, but you know, as far as we understand, two phases were already launched, and one more phase was launched in March.
Third is launched. Fourth is yet to be launched. Third is launched, sir. Abhi launched hai. Wohi March mein kiya, abhi kiya.
Okay, okay. And how is the response there at the third phase?
60% sold, sir. 60% sold.
Oh, that's great to know. So, would you be exploring more partnerships with Birla Estates or any other developers you are willing to explore any partnerships?
Harsh, we are a decent man now here, so we feel that we should do it ourselves also.
This
was done in 2019. That was a different, that prior to the demerger and other things. But now we guess the brand, Anantraj brand also has a fantastic value and we can do things ourselves also. And we've proven it. We've given delivery that today people are living in our sector and we are one of the, best customer-wise, we are one of the best customers in the industry now.
Right. No, sure. And sir, all the best for the future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Reminder to all participants to please ask a question, press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Naitik Modi from OHM Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you are targeting... Hi, how are you? You were targeting 21 megawatts in the data center business by this financial year end. So, over and above the 6 megawatts for which you already have customer tie-ups, for the balance 15 megawatts, what's the situation now? I mean, where are we at?
Pretty sorted, sir. Pretty sorted. As of now, in fact, we are refusing demand. It's the way right now it is going on in the direction where we have to commit to them the dates as to when we'll be able to deliver the megawatts. So right now we do not see any challenge vis-a-vis the demand, sir. And I guess this is going to stay for the next 3 to 4 years. Because the capacities are yet to build up and the kind of edge we are sitting on, our buildings are ready. Our permissions are all there. All we need to do is get the racks and other infrastructures in place, which takes about 25 crores per megawatt. So we are going pretty slow and calibrated in this. We are not letting the debt go up. You know, if we today allow the debt to go up, we can do this much faster and much bigger. But as we want to be conservative in this approach, you know, debt is something which we are very averse to.
So what would be the profile of these customers apart from the PSUs that you already have on board?
We can't disclose the profile right now, sir. But they are,
I mean, would they again be the same PSUs or would they be
Some of them are PSUs because, see, PSUs also is a very big, large market. And plus, of course, the big hyperscalers are already there. So it's going to be a combination of all.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants to ask a question, please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ritu Kumar from Growth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to ask what the income that we are generating from the existing commercial assets and how much of the total constructed area is actually leased out.
Ritu, right now we have about 5 million square feet which we've already constructed. Now, a lot of this is going to be diverted towards data center. The income which we are already generating is about 50 crores a year. And as of now, say about 1 million out of this 5, 1 million is leased out.
Okay, got it. Also, if you could provide how much income is coming from the two hotel projects, if any new update is there on that as well.
Hotels are, as you know, the company has leased them out and they are running on their, they are running these hotels. We get minimum income of how much, we'll just have to check that because particularly we didn't put that on the thing.
Okay, got
14
it.
Crores, sorry, 14. We just checked it, it's 14 crores.
Got it. Also, if you could let me know the plan for the data centers ramp up and what is the capacity that we're planning to eventually take up?
See, like we discussed today, between these three buildings, we can go up to a total capacity of 300, which is pretty huge in the country. That's one. As of now, we have three which is up and running. This three will go to 6 by September. And balance to achieve 21 is another 15, which we'll do by the end of the this financial year. And by that time, the income will start to kick in, and that's when we'll start unlocking going forward on this. Manesar alone, where we are doing all this work, is eligible to go up to 50. So let's reach there first. And but the kind of demand we are seeing, and we are also in talks with some good companies outside India, we might even start embarking on dry very soon.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my end.
Thank you, Ritu.
Thank you, Ritu. This was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. We believe that we were able to answer all the questions and the synopsis, and we'll keep this a regular feature. And thank you for all your time, and thank you for joining us. Thank you. Bye-bye. All the best. Bye.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, this concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.